public comment. So if you have a public comment, I'm going to ask you to come to the mic, make the statement, and please keep your comments to the point and get the word in, and let's have at it. So identify yourself, and you have the floor.
I'm Don Jaroszky, Federal Lodging Coordinator, USEPA. Please add a bullet titled "Freshwater Spills" to your future work.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good. That's a great comment, and I guess I can comment on the comment. The task force. We did spend time talking a lot about freshwater inland and dealing with that.
Technology will bring us in another way.
Yep. Okay? Really appreciate the comment. Yes, sir.
Rich Berkowitz, Transportation Institute. I haven't had the opportunity to join you lately, but because I've changed my place of residence for a couple of years. But I am thrilled to see that you are actually looking at other issues besides marine spills, and specifically deep sea marine spills, since it is the oil spill task force. So certainly to be commended for that. I think Mr. Cullen's slide earlier today kind of demonstrated the reality of it. I think there were 10, in terms of volume, he compared marine to inland, and if I read it right, he was going through it pretty quickly, but there were the volume of inland spills was 10 times the volume of marine spills. So that's a reality that this task force really hasn't dealt with up until apparently recently. Mm-hmm. So that's to be commended. One critical item under the response slide that Sarah just showed us, she mentioned the you're looking at where rescue tugs are stationed. And the nomenclature on that is wrong. And it's wrong for a number of reasons, but specifically, there's response tugs, and there's one that I'm aware of, and it is a response tug. Second, when you label it a rescue tug, it really diminishes the Coast Guards of both nations and those people who risk their selves and their lives. And second, it also diminishes the fact that ordinary mariners risk themselves on any vessel nearly every day in terms of real rescues of their fellow mariners. So it kind of cheapens mm-hmm. that. So this may you may think that this is petty, but for those that are mariners and for those that are guardsmen and women, I think we need to get the nomenclature right. So thank you.
Thank you. That's a very good comment, and we'll certainly take note of that. So appreciate that. Anyone else? Okay. Yes, sir.
Bill Marmoffer, Coast Guard Co-Chair of the Oceania Regional Response Team. As a point of interest, the National Response Team Preparedness Committee released for comment among the membership this week a training presentation on hazards of Bakken crude for first responders. It's currently being reviewed and commented on. It's a little confusing because while it's labeled Bakken, it also includes some Canadian heavy oil sands products in there. So they may have to relabel it, or they may make two separate presentations. They also have, not ready for prime time, a similar first responder training presentation on LNG. And since that's something that the task force has addressed, I don't know when that will be ready. It's currently, as I said, not ready for prime time. I had some serious problems with it, but it's a draft, and they're going to increase the technical expertise that they bring in to get that final.
Great, thank you. And perhaps if we get, if Sarah could get that information, if it's ready to go, we could probably provide a link for everybody to see. That'd be great.
Yeah, Commander James Weaver in Coast Guard Headquarters, CGMER-3, is the coordinator of that. He's taking over as the new chairman of the NRT's preparedness committee.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Thanks for your work and stepping up there. Appreciate that. Anyone else? The task force.
I wanted to add a 20-second addendum to my remarks this morning. So Hillary Hill.
Too late. Anybody else?
thing to say you're off, and that's why I spoke quickly, and so I apologize about your numbers here. What I wanted to do was, well, let me say it first. Hold it up. We, as the members of the executive, the six of us that sat up there, could not do what we do without the faithful service of the coordinating committee. There's, can you please stand up, folks, the ones that do the lion's share of the work for the task force, the coordinating committee, please. And I wanted to, in particular, give a send-off to Steve Sawyer, who for more than three decades has faithfully served the state of California, served on the coordinating committee for the task force. Ryan Todd is going to be stepping into his big shoes, but this is Steve's last official event. I'll be roasting him in a couple weeks in Sacramento, but I wanted to thank you, Steve. You work behind the scenes, and a lot of the things that Sarah just put up there are due to the hard work of that group. So, thank you.
Yeah. Here on Steve. Steve's been around for a long while and really has helped not only make this day successful, but really the whole organization successful. So I'll add to the thanks and much appreciated for years of hard work. And I'm sure you'll come back and help us out. All right. Thank you, Steve. Anyone else? All right, seeing any, we've come to the end of our day, and I am very, a couple things I wanted to mention, Sarah mentioned it, but I want to reemphasize, we do have more of the annual reports in the back and some of the other material. Please take whatever you would like back and share, because they're for distribution and for disbursement, and so please take those so Sarah doesn't have to cart them back, and it's really, really good reading as well. And finally, you'll all be getting by email an evaluation form to fill out on evaluating this conference. We take that very seriously, so please take the time to fill it out, because that what you say only makes the next conference that much better. So stay tuned for that, and please take the time to fill it out. So, like I said, I've come to the end of the time here. It's been an incredible honor to host the task force meeting on this day. I want to thank all those folks from Oregon that have helped to make that happen. Mike Zolich has been a champion behind the scenes here, our coordinating committee helping this meeting be successful. And quite honestly, talk about timely. All the movement of oil by rail was really great, and I thought the panelists that were put together really were spot on, along with the other stuff that we chatted about. But I do know, and I was chatting with reporter out there and she asked me what was the take-home message that we took from this particular conference, and it was on the point that was made. Don't forget about inland and clean and fresh waterways, and that we need to be ready and be prepared for potential spills in those areas as much as we do in the marine environment. And that for me was a big take home, and I know we'll take this day, task force members and coordinating committee away, and really think about what all this means in terms of helping us be as prepared as we can for all types of spills, and I'm excited about that. Before I make my final closing remarks, I'm going to hand this off to my great friend and fellow task force member, Wes Shoemaker from BC, who's going to be hosting next June event. Wes, just if you want to say a few words, that would be great.
You betcha. And to quote the words of a dear friend of mine now passed, the late Warren McDaniels, chief of the New Orleans Fire Department, in his typical Way A, practice the five B's of public speaking. Be brief, brother, be brief. I will. So, Dick. We wish Larry were here, but nonetheless, Dick, what a terrific job you've done, and all of your team in hosting this conference. I'm told that some 130 participants this time around is a record event. And certainly you've left some very, very big shoes to fill. But seeing as my last name is Shoemaker, I'm up to the challenge of filling those shoes and making those shoes, and want to invite you, therefore, to come to Vancouver, British Columbia, not to be confused with the other Vancouver that got my heart going this morning when our colleagues from Tesoro were talking about this big refinery, and I go, holy crap, I didn't know that that was happening in our backyard. I got a good handle on what's going on in any event, but I must have missed that one. But Vancouver, British Columbia, June the 15th. We'd love to host you in our community. And for those of you, this will be the fourth annual Clean Pacific Conference, which only happens ever so often. But playing with the name Shoemaker, we're going to have a really, really big shoe there, and I hope you all come to be part of something bigger and better. So thanks again, Dick, and please come to Vancouver tomorrow. I can certainly do that as well. I had to step out and chat with my minister, so if you've covered this already,
nope.
I think sometime shortly after, we're going to go to the reception being hosted by the man over there, Patrick. Patrick, I just want to thank you, and I'm going to say this again in the reception, but thank you for all of your efforts in supporting not only some of our Canucks here to be participants in the session today, but for the reception that we're about to celebrate. You're a good friend of all of us, a good partner, and really helped to bring people like all of us here together. So thank you for that, sir.
Thanks a lot, Wes. And I'll tell you, Vancouver's going to be a great event, and the Clean Pacific Conference is always wonderful. So please make note of the dates, write them down, get your travel plans ready, because it's going to be a large crowd, I'm positive. And Patrick, I'll repeat, really thank you for hosting the reception, which now I'm going to tell you where it is. It's in the lobby. No, it's out by the cafe right out there, I believe, is what I've been told. So you can just amble out there, and we'll continue dialogue and discussion and getting to know each other even more. So again, thank you much, and I'm supposed to adjourn, so call it adjourned. Thank you. Bye.